You know, Taos and the Taos area in New Mexico has always been very special to people from Texas and this area. My goodness, SMU even has a campus located in Taos. And but Taos is just absolutely inaccessible unless you choose to drive out there, fly to Albuquerque, and then drive another 3 or 4 hours. That is about to change, however, though. Regularly scheduled air service starting out of Love Field pretty soon to Taos and the Taos Ski Valley. The CEO of the Taos Ski Valley Incorporated is David Norton, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So, like I say, everybody loves to go out there, but it's a bear to get there. tell me about the initiative to get the airline going.
Yeah, you're right. So many people have said, love Taos, hard to get there, and we knew we needed to do something about that. So we looked into several options, and the most viable option to us seemed like it would just be to purchase an aircraft and get this going. So we've got a Dornier 328 jet. It's a jet plane, 30 seats. And the beauty about that size of plane is that you don't have to go through the big commercial airports. You go right to the executive service known as the FBO, and you'll fly nonstop Dallas to Taos in under 2 hours. And again, with that kind of specialized service that comes with a resort, we will lower the stairs when you land here in Taos. We'll have a shuttle take you right up to the resort. And we even cut a deal with Rosignol, which is a great ski and snowboard company, so that you can have a quiver of skis to choose from when you get here. So we are trying to make it as easy as possible. We call it the easiest route to the Rockies, and we're very excited to have Dallas as one of our first destinations.
That's really interesting, because this is all part of a real initiative to it's a makeover, if you will, I guess, at the Taos Ski Valley. I saw the other day you'd finished a $24 million runway there, so that'll help with the airplane. But you're spending $300 million on the ski valley itself?
It is a makeover. I think you stated that perfectly. It's a major renaissance for Taos Ski Valley. We are investing in lifts and snowmaking, and we've got a brand-new hotel called The Blake. We've got a brand-new children's center, so that make it really easy on the family to get the kids into the sport. All while not... trying to avoid a big, we're not looking at a lot of growth. We like our scale, we like our size and our intimacy. So we kind of call it, you know, kind of a better, not bigger play. But yeah, it is a revitalization. It is a renaissance. We're about 4 or 5 years into it right now, and the place is looking really, really good.
This is, I was going back and looking, and the whole Ski Valley itself, and I introduced you as, you know, the CEO of Taos Ski Valley Inc., and it is a corporation. But it was bought in 2014 by Louis Bacon, who's a big hedge fund operator, billionaire, but also a conservationist. So I guess that's sort of the dual interest there, make some money, but also do something good for the land.
Louis is a conservation philanthropist, and he's got a lot of land that he's put into conservation all across the West. And we, just last year, became the first ski resort in the world certified as a B Corporation, and B Corporations are those companies that are assessed on their economic contribution, which is important to Northern New Mexico, the environmental sensitivity, and the social responsibility. So you're right. I think we are looking for that balance of economics and environment and social responsibility that is important in this new era.
Tell me about the draw. So you've got the airplanes coming from Dallas, then also, I guess, from Austin. But historically, it seemed like whenever I'm in Santa Fe, all I see are Californians. Where are you drawing from?
Texas and New Mexico are the two largest markets we have. And, you know, Texas has been strong. Austin is strong. Dallas is strong. Houston as well. And if you head out into the parking lot, almost any day of the season, you'll see a lot of Texas plates. And I was always surprised that Texans say it would only take 10 or 11 hours to get here. I thought that was a long time. But we're going to really significantly cut that. But Texas is a very strong market for us. Colorado is a fast-growing market for us because Colorado is getting tired of the I-70 corridor with some of the traffic. So we're seeing a lot of growth from Colorado as well. But Texas has been strong. The roots are there. the connection is there, and that's why we chose Dallas and Austin as the very first two destinations for Taos Air.
Well, I think you're missing one very important ingredient, though. Snow.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, we picked up 15 inches on Sunday night, and we've got it off to a really good start. We had a storm a couple weeks ago. We had the storm Sunday night. We've got cold temps with our improved snowmaking system. We're making a lot of snow, so we're excited. It feels like winter in Taos Ski Valley right now. I know it's probably a little bit of difference being in Dallas, but we are prepped and ready to roll.
Yeah, actually not much. We're supposed to have our first freeze. So tell me when does the airline start up?
December 20th is a Thursday, and we will run nonstop flights from Dallas to Taos every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the idea there is if you take the Thursday flight, you ski Friday, Saturday, and most of Sunday, and fly home, so it's a nice 3 days of skiing. And if you take the Saturday flight, you're in on Saturday and out the following Saturday, so you have a nice week of skiing. So we set the schedule, and that's what's nice when you actually own the airplane and the airline. You can set the schedule to meet the needs of the skier. December 20th, we kick it off, and we're actually booking a lot of flights already. So the market has received it well. We're excited. And, it's just right around the corner.
And it sounds like fun. David Norton, CEO of Taos Ski Valley. We wish you good luck and lots of snow.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.